Right now, though, we begin our program with the fourth installment in our series known as Contaminated, in which we explore the California communities that lack access to safe drinking water. So far, we've visited communities working with the state to get clean water, but today we introduce you to a population that falls outside of state jurisdiction, private well owners. And as FM89's Ezra David Romero and Carrie Klein report, they have drinking water problems of their own.
The recent drought underscored the struggles of private well owners as wells across Tulare County went dry. But an underlying issue has existed all along. Even those who have drinking water don't necessarily know if it's safe.
The problem is that those people that live outside of the city and have their own well are usually the ones that have no idea what's in their drinking water.
Abigail Solis is a community development specialist with the Visalian nonprofit Self-Help Enterprises. She says many residents simply don't test their water.
They are under the misconception that because they live out in the country, that their water is clean or somehow better than the water in the city.
But it's not. Wells in this area commonly contain unsafe levels of nitrates, which are byproducts of the fertilizer used throughout Tulare County. Drinking them is particularly harmful to infants. They restrict the flow of oxygen to the body and can lead to so-called blue baby syndrome or even death. Nobody knows how many of the state's estimated 600,000 private domestic wells pump unsafe drinking water, but in a 2006 study of some private wells in Tulare County, the state found 41% contained unsafe levels of nitrate.
Solis says many families think they can just boil water to get rid of the nitrates.
However, if it's nitrates that we're talking about, boiling the water would actually do you more harm. It actually concentrates.
Thousands of Tulare County residents rely on private wells, but testing water is expensive, and more than a quarter of the county falls below the poverty line.
That's why Solis and Self-Help started a program to offer free testing for nitrates. It's a 6-month pilot program that targets needy parents with kids, and it's housed at a venue that people already trust, the Food and Nutrition Program Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC.
What are they awake from death? How may I help you?
Since April, workers at the WIC office in Porterville have offered nitrate testing kits to mothers in classes or one-on-one meetings. A kit contains a Ziploc bag with instructions and a small plastic bottle.
So a family would simply remove the lid, fill the bottle with water to the rim, and put the lid back on. And they would put the bottle back in the zip bag and return it back to the WIC office.
So far, 48 women have taken the test kits home. Norma Garcia is one of them. She says she didn't hesitate to take the offer because she had heard talk about water in the area being contaminated. Garcia lives on a ranch near Porterville with her husband and two toddlers. Her well tested high for nitrates. Now, Self-Help delivers 50 gallons of drinking water to her home every month. She says when she got the call, she immediately stopped using the water. She was worried about her children's health, so she stopped using it for cooking and even washing food.
Across the state, roughly 300 water districts are out of compliance with state code, meaning about 450,000 people lack access to safe drinking water. But that data only includes public water systems. The state doesn't keep track of how many of the hundreds of thousands of private wells are contaminated. Joe Karkowski of the State Water Board says none of those private wells are the state's responsibility.
A private well owner does not get a permit from our Division of Drinking Water, and they're not regulated under the Safe Drinking Water Act.
The Water Board doesn't regulate water systems with fewer than 15 connections unless they're in public places like schools, parks, or rest stops.
Tulare County does offer testing services to private well owners. For around $200, they test for more than just nitrates, also bacteria, uranium, and a pesticide residue called DBCP. Nilsa Gonzalez is Tulare County's Environmental Health Director.
I think it's always a good idea to know what you're drinking, especially if you have children in the home or infants that are using that water for their formula.
Unlike the county service, Self-Help's tests are free, but that doesn't mean people are breaking down the door of the WIC office to get them. Of the 48 women who have taken Self-Help kits home, only 18 have actually returned them for testing. Tulare County spokeswoman Tammy Weicker says financial anxiety prevents some people from even wanting to know what's in their water.
They're trying to cover their basic needs, and that can be a really scary thing for a family to think, what happens to us if suddenly we find this out?
Abigail Solis hopes self-help's partnership with WIC will help parents get over those fears.
A lot of families come in here and they trust the WIC office, and they know that the WIC office provides nutrients for their family. So if WIC is asking you to think about the quality of your water, they believe it's important to do so.
The pilot program will continue through September. If it gets renewed, Solis hopes they'll start testing for other contaminants like arsenic. In the meantime, she says self-help is in talks with other counties to help implement similar programs. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And I'm Carrie Klein.